This is Erica Scharf, a filmmaker born and bred in New York.
Everything that I learned about in school was a history lesson. It was about, you know, Native Americans who lived here hundreds of years ago. And so I was really interested in finding out more about a contemporary Native community.
So one day, a few years back, Erica was trying to drum up inspiration for her first feature film.
I'd read about some kids out on the Navajo Nation who were these phenomenal runners. And so I made a scouting trip and I met Thomas and Tamara.
Thomas and Tamara were cross-country stars living on the res who amazingly both agreed to do the project, but nothing could have quite prepared them for the reality of what they were getting into. Here's Tamara.
Well, it was interesting because I'm not used to having someone follow me around with a camera all day.
For 6 months, they were filmed documentary style.
At first, I thought it was just going to be about running. I was like, okay, well, she'll just catch me while I'm running. And then all of a sudden, it turned to, well, let's go follow Tamara around. Let's go follow Thomas around. And I was like, oh.
For Thomas, running has been there from the beginning.
Pretty much just my whole life I've been running.
The story goes when Thomas was a kid, as a form of discipline, his grandmother would make him run.
Then I just found it easy and would just run.
Over time, the film's themes morphed.
Initially, I was interested in focusing on running because running is so central to Navajo culture. But as I was spending more time out on the res, I felt like the story was really broader than that. And the story that I wanted to tell was more about how kids from this generation, you know, what their lives were like and what their hopes were and what were they struggling with.
And Thomas and Tamara had a non-running pal, Gabby, the painfully shy artist who became a central character in the film.
I always carried cameras with me, you know, just take pictures to help me speak out because I didn't know how to talk to people.
So out on the res for their entire senior year, a film crew followed these three around, which could be isolating to say the least.
My friends, like when the camera came out, everyone scattered. So in high school, sometimes I would eat alone because no one wanted to be in the camera. They ran for the hills.
Of course, the same thing happened when filming at home.
I don't see my brothers in it either because they're like different, I guess. They were like shy, you know, scared to see how they would look. Boys will be boys, I guess.
However, once the film was wrapped, edited, and ready to go, the reaction.
My first thought about it was like, am I really like that?
I liked it though. I think it's like my favorite movie. Just kidding.
The response has been overwhelmingly positive and people are really inspired by Thomas, Tamara, and Gabby. And that's really nice to see. And I think the best part has been that anytime that, you know, members of the community have seen it, they've felt like it's a really honest, accurate depiction. So that's high praise.
I've gotten a lot of feedback from people and I'm kind of surprised when people say, oh, it's so exciting that you opened up and you shared your lives with us. It makes me feel like it really is a big deal. And now I get responses as like, your story was inspirational and it's motivating and it's touching.
What kind of brought my spirits up was how other people look up to us. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that they would do that.
Every screening we went to was surprisingly, they were like, it was unexpected, you know. They're like, you really inspire us. And we're like, okay, well, that's really good, you know, at least we're helping people out there, you know.
The movie also gives others an insight on how life is on the reservation.
And like kids get autographs and they want pictures. It's crazy because I didn't even think it would have made it off the Navajo Nation to other reservations. But
the film is now on the festival circuit, screening from coast to coast. And tonight it's at the Chemo Theater at 7 o'clock, followed by a Q&A with both the stars and the filmmaker. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.